Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Module 4, Sales Funnel. The sales funnel is a foundation of any sales technique. To develop relationships, it is essential to understand the sales funnel. The sales funnel has the following stages: generating leads, nurturing leads, acquiring a customer base, and expanding the customer base. By using the stages of the sales funnel correctly, relationships and sales will grow. Improving trust and building relationships with customers will help facilitate in-person sales as well as other sales techniques. Generate leads. Lead generation is the act of finding potential sales leads. Lead generation can come from both marketing campaigns and interpersonal relationships. The method that you use to generate leads will vary based on your organization. Common lead generation techniques include print advertising, direct mail, events, promotions,
created with
trade
free version
shows,
for non-commercial
newsletters,
use.
Word of mouth, networking, sales call. You will probably see some of these techniques overlap into the other stages. The purpose of lead generation is to bring your company to the attention of potential customers. Catalog leads generated to make follow-up easier and nurture potential new customers. There are computer programs available that will help catalog leads. Nurture leads. Nurturing leads is the process of connecting with potential customers. These leads require management and tracking, and there are programs available as we already discussed. There are different ways to nurture leads. For example, if the lead were generated through a sales call, a phone call, email, or meeting would probably be the best way to follow up. Other ways to nurture leads include classes, content, newsletters, demonstrations, FaceTime. Regardless of the method used for nurturing leads, you must
provide
personalized
attention. Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Remember that you are practicing in-person sales. Remember that one follow-up may not be effective. Some customers require at least 10 contacts before making a choice to purchase. Acquire customer base. Customer acquisition occurs when the customer moves from the engagement stage to the commitment and purchase of the product. Just because a customer has made a commitment to buy, it does not mean that the purchase will be made. Customers who have to think about it are less likely to return and purchase. Once someone makes a purchase, it is important to continue the relationship. The goal is to create repeat customers. There are some ideas that will help move customers from the commitment to purchase. Appeal to their values, offer incentives, provide follow-up support, demonstrate expertise, go above and beyond.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
As more people become customers, they share their experiences, which help to draw interest from other leads and expand the customer base. Ways to maintain and grow repeat business include customer rewards, tutorials, white papers, dialogue, mentorship, sales calls, meetings, expand networks through current customers, social media. Your company and your target customer will help determine which of the techniques will be most effective. Case study. Gwen and Lance were attempting to expand the customer base of their catering business. As the head of sales, Lance chased after new leads continually. Gwen, however, worked customer service and felt like she was always fielding complaints about Lance. He failed to follow up with existing customers, and they believed they were undervalued. If Lance earned 5 customers, Gwen was certain he would
also
lose 2.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.
Lance believed that once the customer bought the product, he did not need to give them much attention. Gwen presented him with an itemized list of customer complaints and revenue lost. When he saw how losing repeat business damaged the bottom line, Lance decided to give current customers his attention.
Created with free version for non-commercial use.